right, best thing ever to do on the radio is have live music. That's definitely the best thing. Second best thing is to have local people in here talking about good quality stuff that they're doing for the community, for their friends and for their neighbours. And we've got a combination of both of those things coming up here. The Ferns are here. Members of the Ferns are here. Andy and Chad. They're going to play a song and then we'll explain why what they're doing is so great around town. So, gentlemen, when you're ready, here live on KX 93.5 is the Ferns.
Such a terrible day. Now an awful night. The rain is still falling down. There's no respite. It's a miserable life with a miserable wife. This town's as mean as our lives have been. Yeah, the wind is blowing. Yeah, frustration's growing. Destroys your dreams. Life's a hopeless case. You ought to leave this place. Yeah, the wind is blowing. Yeah, frustration's growing. Yeah. Frustration's growing.
Yeah, guys, nice. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Ferns on KX 93.5. Are there more in the actual band itself? Are there more members?
Yeah, we're actually a four-piece. We have a drummer, Landon Asprey, and bass player, Jason Nelson. We've been together now for over 15 years. We actually just played at the Coach House. You opened up for the Alarm.
Oh,
August 16th.
Cool. Yeah. We've had Mike Peters in here.
Have you? He's a bloody idol of mine.
He's a lovely man, actually.
He really is a special man, yeah.
Yeah. One of those guys who's sort of overcome some stuff in his life and come out the other side not grumpy.
And he's giving back, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is.
His cause for fighting cancer,
Cancer, yeah, that's right. You can find him. Mike Peters has got a website and it's dead interesting and the stuff that everybody can do to help his cause. Anyway, so we're here to talk about you and your band and what you're doing on Monday night at Mozambique here. Have you noticed that my accent has got thicker since you entered the room?
Yes, I think I can actually understand you. I couldn't at first. But now I can.
But nobody else. People listen to this. Nobody can understand either of us.
No, they've just turned the radio off, haven't they?
Who are these idiots? Yeah. I think they're speaking Romanian.
It's a British invasion again.
So how long have you been here, Andy?
Since 1993. And actually, I was the Laguna Beach High School varsity soccer coach from 1997 to 2002.
Wow. And that's... wait a minute. Did they bring you here to do that? Or did you...
No, I just showed up. Yeah.
And then got the job.
Yeah, they were foolishly hired me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't get rid of me.
You know what? They've got a history of hiring lunatics up there at that school.
Yeah, they have actually, and I started that.
So you're not? Are you still teaching soccer now? Is that your thing?
Yeah. So we have a club in town called the Pagliadores Laguna, which is seven teams based in Laguna Beach, and then we have six teams in Laguna Niguel. So all the local kids are playing in our soccer club right now, and so we're trying to do a little bit of a fundraiser just to help raise a bit of extra money for some of these kids that maybe can't afford to play in the program. There's a lot of kids out there that can't afford to play, so we're just trying to raise a bit of money to get more of those kids involved in the program who deserve to be in it.
Yeah, because it's grown and grown and grown, the whole soccer thing in the United States. There are teams out there now. I just read the other day, there's teams regularly getting 50, 60, 70,000 people out in Atlanta, place like to go watch professional soccer. So it's happening.
It's arrived, hasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of has, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken a while, but it's definitely huge now. It's the highest participation in all youth sports is soccer now.
Wow.
More than basketball, baseball and football.
Huh. Well, it's the beautiful game, let's face it.
It is. It's the best game in the world, isn't it?
Yeah. So, after rugby league, obviously. Just saying.
Well, we'll have an argument about that later.
But the Pagliadores, I'm looking online. It's, you know, there are chapters all over Orange County, right? Submission Viejo.
All over Southern California.
Right.
And in Albuquerque. There's one chapter
strangely
in Albuquerque.
Strangely.
Yeah, I don't know why. And there's one on the moon, I think. Yeah, there's 250 teams in Pagliadores, 13 chapters from LA to San Clemente and Inland Empire. It's the biggest club in the country.
Wow. So I'm trying to understand. So it's like a league rather than a club. How does it work exactly?
No, it's a club, and we play in the Southern Californian Developmental Soccer League. So we play against other clubs. We just happen to be the biggest one with 13 chapters just based all over the Southern California.
Wow. So cool. So, and you're raising money so that kids can do this, kids from that haven't got enough money to join a club.
Yeah, we try and support some scholarship players to help them get involved and give them an opportunity to maybe make the high school team and go beyond that. You know, some of the kids have aspirations to making college teams. My boys' 2000 team just won the league, so they're all 17-year-olds. So they won the championship. So those boys are all looking to go play college after the club.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, I don't know how you got into music as well, because that's totally surprising to me. a lot of musicians like sport, and I think a lot of sportsmen like music. But to be able to do this, you know.
I think, well, look at Mike Peters. He's a season ticket holder at that club, Manchester United. You know, he sits behind the bench.
I
haven't heard of them, Manchester United. Chad's a big Man United fan. So,
yeah, we go at you. I'm got to choose.
Are you a player as well? Are you a player?
No, my brother was a player. I play FIFA, though. So, I consider that.
That's a video game. But even I know that. Well,
I've seen him play. He actually could be a player, but he's got a left foot.
So, the
left bench.
The show. Is on Monday,
November 20th.
5:30 till about 8 o'clock. $5 to get in, it says here.
Seven. It's just gone up. Since we've been on the radio.
Is that right? Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. The proceeds go to Pagliadores. And this is very nice. I'm reading here that the Ivan at Mozambique is giving a percentage of the bar.
Yes.
To the club, so that's really...
It's really very generous. Awesome. Mozambique have been phenomenal. You guys at the station here have been phenomenal to support us, so we really appreciate everything. And then also Firebrand Media in town.
Yeah.
They've been fantastic in supporting it, and they advertised for us in the newspaper. One of our soccer dads, Steve Zepazar, is the owner of the Laguna Beach Independent, and he's been phenomenal in helping support this. His son's a great player. He's going to be going off to play college as well, so he's been great. Firebrand Media have been fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. Good. Well, you know what? People should support this, and especially when sports such a pardon the pun, it should be a level playing field.
Everybody should have a chance to play, shouldn't they?
Yeah. So if it costs a few dollars and they can't afford it, it's good that we all chip in and support that.
They're getting professional coaching. You know, all the coaches are professional coaches and really very qualified, so they get a good experience.
And you've got the accent for it, so everyone just believes you know what you're doing.
I know. Yep. Gets away with murder.
I know nothing about soccer, and I've thought sometimes, you know what, maybe I should just apply for a job coaching soccer, just pretend I know what I'm doing.
You're hired.
Just make up words.
You're hired. Paddy Doris.
Do the Flanagi Badoogie move. That's it's very... Liverpool, they do that a lot there, yeah.
You sound more knowledgeable than me.
So, are the band's playing then?
We go on at we're going to go on at 7, probably like 7:15. But then there's some local guys, actually Brian Rourke, who I coached. He played on my high school team. Brian is going to open up Local Remedy. They're a local band.
Yeah.
And so they're opening up for us. At, they're going at 6, and then we'll go on at about 7:15.
Awesome. Is there a website where people can find out about Los Patiadores?
Patiadores.org is the website.
Shall we spell it?
Yeah.
Can you?
P-A-T-E-A-D-O-R-E-S.
Yes.
Org.
O-R-G. Patiadores.org. Guys, please just play us out with a song, would you? And we'll talk to you later.
Thank
you. It's been Andy Thomas and Chad Kay in the studio from Los Patiadores. The band's called The Ferns, and the gig is on Monday night at Mozambique.
Among the haystacks under the greenwood tree, heard the call of the wild from the old man and the sea. Epic stories of adventures of days that are now long gone. Man's greatest glories manifested from all that I am, all that I am. Reached Wuthering Heights and saw the picture of Dorian Gray. I walked round Mansfield Park on such a sweet Thursday. Epic stories of adventures of days that are now long gone. Man's greatest glories manifested from all that I am, all that I am. The battle with yourself is a fight to the death, and I'm finally waging a war. When I get to the end and I lay down my head, I know I gave it my all. I went on the road with Jekyll and Hyde, learned the art of persuasion with a catcher in the rye. Epic stories of adventures of days that are now long gone. Man's greatest glories manifested from all that I am, all that I am. A battle with yourself is a fight to the death, and I'm finally waging a war. When I get to the end, I lay down my head, I know I gave it my all.
Well, enjoying a month of fine weather down the seacoast, that I was introduced to a beautiful woman, a mere goddess in my eyes, and that the language had the language of love, that I would be in love as long as she took no notice of me.
The battle with yourself is a fight to the death, and I'm finally waging a war. When I get to the end, I lay down my head, I know I gave it my all. The battle with yourself is a fight to the death, I'm finally waging a war. When I get to the end, I lay down my head, I know I gave it my all. Is a fight to the death, and I'm finally waging a war. When I get to the end, I gave it my all.